The writer who explored Baltimore on HBO's The Wire has turned to another city. David Simon is co-creator of Tremé, which takes its name from a neighborhood in New Orleans. In the first episode, a DJ urges a New Orleans trumpet player to meet musicians from outside the city.
You just stand there telling me that all you want to do is get high, play some trumpet, and barbecue in New Orleans your whole damn life?
That'll work.
That'll work, says Kermit Ruffins, who's a distinguished musician in real life. Tremé explores a city that, even after Hurricane Katrina, is like no other. We spoke with one of the stars, Clark Peters, and with writer David Simon.
The city came back on the weight of culture. There was no political leadership that stood up. There was no socioeconomic reason that New Orleans had to return. I mean, this city came back over the last 5 years. One trombonist, one sous chef, one Mardi Gras Indian, one Social Aid and Pleasure Club member at a time.
I'm looking for George Cottrell.
He ain't been back. Keeping an eye on his house, though, till he comes home.
You heard from him?
Nah.
Any idea where he at?
My cousin says Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City? Damn.
Yeah, right. He'll be back, though. Get tired of eating that food.
You hear from him? Tell him his chief is looking for him.
Big Chief Lambro, huh? I heard Judge talk about you.
Clark Peters, let's talk about your character, Lambro, who returns to New Orleans as soon as he can after Hurricane Katrina. His home is utterly demolished, and yet he asked to be dropped off there. He's not going to go back out of the city again. And he's a Mardi Gras Indian who dresses up for parades. Quite a character.
Yes. To say he just dresses up for parades is really minimizing a tradition that has gone on for hundreds of years. Mardi Gras Indians is probably more important to America and to the African-American community than they know. Because this is a part of New Orleans that isn't girls gone wild on Bourbon Street. You know, it's a lot deeper than that.
David Simon, now why did you include in this cast of characters John Goodman as a college professor screaming at outsiders, reporters, including, by the way, one from NPR, who don't, in his view, understand the city at all?
That he is not a unique voice to New Orleans. I think if you talk to New Orleanians, they will say 95% of New Orleanians will say that the country did not understand the phenomenon of Katrina and its aftermath. You know, the Times-Picayune has been saying for years, since the storm, that this was not a natural disaster. The storm missed New Orleans. New Orleans probably had high Category 2 winds. What destroyed New Orleans was the greatest engineering failure in the history of the country.
Is that complaint about outsiders not understanding something that goes even wider than Katrina, a feeling that people don't understand the culture of the city?
Well, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. New Orleans is its own creature. And for those that wade in with sort of an indifference to all its nuances, God help you. I mean, I'll be honest, when it comes to the show Tremé, I'm not afraid of any audience outside of New Orleans. I don't care what anyone else thinks. And it's hard to explain it sometimes to the outside world. I mean, how do you explain the Mardi Gras Indians, which is basically a working class African-American phenomenon of African-Americans masking as Native Americans on Mardi Gras Day and creating an entire subculture that is at the point of being its own religion at this point? Or how do you explain the Zulu Parade on Mardi Gras Day, which had its origins as a very sarcastic black response to white Mardi Gras crews parading? You know, you come to New Orleans and you're not ready for it, and suddenly this float comes down the street and it's full of African Americans who are in blackface. Louis Armstrong was the king of Zulu in 1947, and when Eleanor Roosevelt saw him in Life magazine, she called him up and said, you know, Mr. Armstrong, what are you doing? You're setting back your race. And he had to say, ma'am, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm the king of Zulu. I don't know what your problem is, but they've made me the king of Zulu, you know, and I couldn't be more proud. It's my hometown.
I get a sense watching an early episode of Tremé that you're not even worried too much about explaining all the nuances of this. You're just trying to present it accurately, and I'm going to dive in as a viewer and get it or not.
Well, you know, there's two ways of being a tourist. The first way is you get on the tour bus and the guide grabs the microphone and you drive down the streets that everyone's driven down before, and he tells you, you know, when this church was built and and then you go in for 15 minutes, and you come out again, and you go to the next country. And then there's the other way, which is when you go somewhere for a while, and you don't have a tour guide, and you walk into the nearest bar or shebeen, and you just be, and you start figuring out a place from the people up. And the way we try to do television is that way, which is to say exposition is pretty soul-killing and denies the fact that people have a right to live their lives without explaining it to you, the viewer, first. And it trusts that the viewers are intelligent.
Well, Clark Peters and David Simon, I want to ask you both. In the process of making this series, have either of you ended up feeling like one of those outsiders yourselves?
Yeah, particularly as a playing a Mardi Gras Indian chief, it's been very interesting because not only do they challenge each other in their rituals, you know, for an outsider to try to represent them was a sharp learning arc. I've been told on many, many times, you know, people look at me and they say, oh, you're a Mardi Gras, you're the chief? Oh, no, you can't possibly do this. You have no idea of how they dress, how they dance, how they talk, their secret language, so forth and so on. So more than anything else, as David says, we've got to get it right for them. You know, they are the ones that, I mean, seriously, that I am afraid of. I have to be
really
much
intense,
like a puppet on the string of their culture.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, even going back and working on with actual Indians on stuff, they're incredibly furtive about stuff. There's things where they say to Clark or they say to the writers, oh, we can't tell you that. Wait, you're our consultant. You're supposed to be helping us. He goes, oh, no, I can't tell you that. That's, you know, if I tell you that, then, you know, you're not allowed to know that. You know, Clark is searching after something. It's really, he's climbing the biggest mountain of any of the actors. And it's wonderful to watch, actually, because I think he's getting there.
Well, David Simon, thanks very much.
Sure.
Clark Peters, thanks to you.
And thank you for having us.
The HBO series Tremé premieres on Sunday. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Tukeri mahaka mehunane.